Carmel Joy Baird is with us again. Mums a Medium is the show on CMT. That's why we're talking to her, but we're also talking to her because she's a Sherwood Park native. Again, you've lived in the Edmonton area since the age of 12, if you're just tuning in, and suffered from some severe panic and anxiety as a child. And I asked you about your kindergarten or grade one teacher, what they would think. And as you put it, you said, now it all makes sense. Why you were so quiet? Why you were so, in avoidance of everything around you, because there was a lot going on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not normal to be a kid sitting in your classroom looking at your teacher, and you know that your teacher's had a fight with their husband, or your teacher's lost a parent, and that parent is coming in and telling you things. And then you adapt. You just get quiet and think, I'm crazy. And so getting to the point where I realized what was happening was life-changing for me. I call it the healing journey like no other.
Yeah, I bet. And so when you first were told you were a medium, so then you said, you know, for a while you're like, I don't want to deal with any of this stuff. I don't want, you know, the stuff that, again, the stuff that you perceive from the television and movies and all of that kind of stuff, right? That's the stuff that you had in your mind.
For sure I did. I mean, I say it's what Hollywood has done. I mean, we love our movies and we love all these things, but really that's someone's imagination and that's really not what it's like at all. And I had no idea of that. I mean, we think about spirits or those that have crossed and we see like zombies and, you know, tables levitating. We hear horrible things about Ouija boards and that it's dark. And I still, I mean, there's a stigma that goes with psychics and mediums, and I still get some of that. But I try and tell people, listen, I am probably one of the most spiritual people you'll ever meet. Every morning, I'm in prayer for over a half an hour. I'm constantly meditating. I'm always working towards being the most spiritual, enlightened person that I can be. And I think that there's just this stigma that goes with what I do. And I do think that that's changing in the world today, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you. So what got you to this point then? Where do you go to help figure all this stuff out? I mean, are you just reading? Are you researching? Are you actually talking to mediums about what they do and realizing that, you know, how to use it in your life?
I'm laughing because Dave, this is such, my husband Dave would, I love this question. Am I reading? Chris, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on books.
Yes.
On cards. Like, I went on a journey. Like, once you know what's going on with you, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, if there is a book written by a medium or psychic, I can guarantee you that I have read it.
Mm-hmm.
I found an amazing woman, and you saw her in season one, Sonia Choquette. She's a famous world-renowned psychic and author. And she was fantastic. She did a reading for me years ago when this all began, and she said to me, you'll teach the teachers and heal the healers. She told me, you're going to be world famous. And I remember coming home and telling Dave, and I had just kind of discovered this over about 6 or 7 months, and I said, I'm going to be world famous. And he looked at me and said, you are crazy. Like, you have now lost it.
But right.
I read and studied and talked to mediums, and I realized that there isn't a lot of help for people that are discovering this. And so then I started classes, and I realized that the more I taught others, the more I would learn myself. And so it just one door seemed to open up to another door.
Carmel Baird is with us again. Mums a Medium is the show currently on CMT for the second season. And so you're reading all of these books and you're starting to feel better about yourself, and it's explaining a whole bunch of things. World famous, it's funny because you use those words with Dave, and when I reintroduced you here in this segment, I think I used the word world famous.
Yeah.
So there you go. And you're like, of course you'd say that because somebody told me that years ago. I mean, all of this stuff just kind of, it all lines up. The stars align, right?
Yeah, most definitely. The stars did align. I think I tell people, you know, it doesn't matter if you love buttons. If that's your thing and you love buttons and you make buttons, you will be famous spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so I think we just have to feed our spirit. Once we do what we love, all of the opportunities in our life and our life changes. So we just have to, you have to figure out what that is. And for me, it was definitely connecting and helping people heal and helping people realize that their loved ones are around them and that they're with them all the time.
Okay, now the first time you helped somebody heal, you probably remember. Do you remember that very first time?
Yep. I do. So the journey began, and I thought, okay, I can control this. I'm going to be a really good psychic, and I'm going to give card readings, but I'm not going to talk to people on the other side. And I was at a girlfriend's house, and it was a hair day. Everyone was getting their hair cut by this hairdresser, and she was cutting a little boy's hair, and she started talking about her dad. And I said, oh, how long has it been since you've seen your dad? And she said, oh, my dad passed 3 years ago. And I, you know, conversation went on, people kept talking, and all of a sudden, I almost felt like something split. And I remember clearly, like, this was the first time I'd really heard a spirit outside of me. And it was a man's voice, and he said, tell her I love her. And I remember my mom said I just kind of went white, and then I went green. And that same panic and anxiety that I had been suffering with came in full force, and I thought, I'm crazy. Like, now I've been dealing with these cards. This is, you know, this is horrible. This is dark. Now I have this man's voice. And so I struggled with, what do I do? Do I say something? Do I not say something? And so she kept talking, and the voice kept saying, you know, you tell her I love her. You tell her right now. It was very forceful and almost a bit rude, which was scary because I didn't really think that it would be like that. I didn't know what I thought it would be. And so I said to her, you know, Jen, I've been doing cards. Would it be okay if I give you a card reading? Because I knew from talking to other mediums and psychics that you should never really force a reading on someone. You have to make sure you tell them what you do or you ask them and you let them decide whether they want that information or not. And she said, I would love to. And I grabbed her hand, pulled her over to the table, and I handed her the cards, and as soon as she started to shuffle, I said, I just want you to know that your dad's here, and he wants me to tell you that he loves you. And I didn't think it was that big of a message. I mean, I think now as a medium, we're always trying to give big proof things that people don't know. And she dropped the cards and started to cry, and she said, I am 37 years old, and for 37 years, all I ever wanted my whole entire life was for my father to tell me that he loved me. And he never once said those three words to me.
Wow.
And everyone in the room started crying, and I went, oh, my gosh. And I heard that man's voice say, thank you. And he touched me, and I went, okay, if this is it, if this is what it's about, if it's about giving healing and allowing people to really give out the truth and the messages that they feel like they didn't get to give, then I'm in. And it's been a miracle and a blessing ever since. Every reading is just life-changing for me and for the client.
Carmel Baird is with us again. Mum's a Medium is the show. She works in Sherwood Park. Do you do a lot of the work you do from the acreage?
Yes. So I see most of my clients. We do big events we have here. I teach classes. I teach a women's empowerment group because, of course, I love to empower the women because I was so lost for so long. And that's just about building up self-esteem. And there's psychic development classes here. And I see clients throughout the day. They come out to the ranch and I do phone readings all over the world for people. People call me from Australia and Kentucky and Italy. And, it works over the phone. We did a phone reading, you and I.
We did, actually. And you know what? And I was sitting in this exact same room with this exact same microphone doing it. And I've got memories of that coming up. We're going to actually go – we're going to talk about that in the next segment. So because I'll be – and you know this, I'm skeptical. I mean, a skeptical mm-hmm. farm guy and very, very skeptical going in, like a lot of people are. You've heard that. I mean, you've dealt with that your entire life and career. And, my mind certainly got changed in an awful hurry when you started to talk to me about some of the things that you were hearing and seeing from loved ones that are no longer here with us, but as you would say, they're still here with us, and you kind of prove that point on a daily basis. So you start to heal, and you're healing people, and there's all sorts of reasons. Unfortunately, when we lose people in our lives, sometimes it's very quick, it's sudden, and you know, you don't get a chance to say goodbye, and a lot of those people are reaching out to you, right, looking for some kind of something from those people that they've lost.
For sure. I think that people just want to know where heaven is. I think that it's like, where are they? Are they okay? That's the biggest thing my clients say is, I just need to know they're okay. So if you tell me one thing that there's no way you could know, then I know that they're okay. And I also think that when you know that they're okay, suddenly we remove our fear of death. We go, oh, they're okay. And so you kind of go on throughout your life going, no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay if I pass, and I'm going to be okay if I'm alive. So maybe I should just start living, you know? Spirits have lots to say. They really do. They want you to know that they're with you, and even spirits that you have really great relationships with. I mean, they keep their same personality on the other side. That's the best part of my job. I talk to grumpy, farmers that are set in their ways to, you know, children that are telling me about the Barbies that they played with and their favorite teddy bears. And the messages are always unique, and there's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
We're going to talk about some of those exciting moments. Like, I want to ask you, and I know there's certain client confidentiality and stuff, but yeah. But I'd love to know, like, what's the most ridiculous thing somebody's asked you to ask their spirit in their life potentially or something, and maybe you don't think anything's ridiculous, but, you know, like, where did you hide the money, Mom? You know, I don't know. stuff like that. And again, she's a mother. She is a wife. She's not a grandma. She's a nana. Is that right?
Nana. Yeah, I figured I was too young for grandma status, so I took nana.
See, I think nana sounds older, but I don't know. But anyway, we'll have a little bit of a dissection of the words and the terms for grandmas coming up. She's absolutely fantastic, and she's healing people around the world. Her new show, from last year, has been renewed, and it's on CMT now. It's called Mom's a Medium. We'll talk more with Carmel in moments right here on 630 CHED.